Namo Buddha, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha. This beautiful movement going through the ages, which we call the Dharma transmission, is due to people entirely giving their lives for the practice and communicating their experience, receiving instructions, practicing them, communicating them again. And they've been moving from different, you know, places to yet other places. Even, you know, already the first year of the Buddha, after his first year of teaching, then he told to his students, we all go into different directions. And we meet again for the rain season retreat. But everyone spreads the Dharma. Everyone goes in different directions, not sticking together, but being completely available to the people. And kind of multiplying the surface, you know, the surface of contact, contact surface. And so everyone had to rely on those deep insights that had already arisen. They all had an incredible opening, and they gave themselves to this practice of going through the countryside and going to each house. When they were all monks in that first year, there was not yet a nun's order, that was coming later, but it was the same rule for them. When going to a village, and all of India was mostly villages, and then they were supposed not to leave any house out, stand silently in front of their house, maybe do a chanting, but not give a teaching or not calling, but and wait. And if the door opened and some food was given into their arms bow with the request to give some Dharma, they would say a few sentences of Dharma. And this is a practice of the from the very first year of the Buddha. It was, he said, everyone in the villages, every single person, no matter what their lifestyle is, has to have the opportunity to practice generosity. Every single one. Don't leave out anyone and accept what you receive. And if they ask you, share some Dharma. And so somehow Tovana, like other places, they offer us the opportunity to practice generosity. It is the generosity and the courage of the Sangha, of those running the place. It is their generosity to offer us possibilities to participate. And we all participate in that. And it is a wonderful field of generosity which moves through the ages. It is just like another word for compassion. You know, it is like feeling the need and responding to it. And so what made me come here, a very important point is that all of this is based on Dana. All of this is based on generosity from my side, from Lila's side, from Tovana's side, everyone participating. Of course, we need to secure the lives of those who work a lot, so there are very few employees in the association. That's very necessary. It's part of the generosity to secure the lives of those who they can kind of, you cannot estimate when a person is working a Dharma organization, the income is very small. They could all earn more if they go somewhere else. So they are still continuing with Dharma practice when they have a little job in a Dharma association. It's still Dharma. Because compared to other possibilities, there's a great extent of Dharma in there. So, Tovana, and the way I deal with my life and the way we have built up our association, our non-profit limited, that's what Ekayana is right now. It's going to be a foundation very soon. Non-profit foundation. We are running on the same principles. And the teachers, they take from the Dana only what is needed for life. Yeah, this is the agreement. We don't take from Dana for fun. Yes? And it's an ethical way of using the donations exactly what they are meant for. So I feel that Tovana and Ekayana, which means one path, one vehicle, that we have, I don't even know what Tovana means. Insight. Ah, very good name. Yes, very good. So we work on this very well-tested principle of generosity, and it takes courage in these times, you know, in this century or in these years. It takes courage to completely rely on that, and it needs skill. So they have developed a great skill here, and I will listen to Lila's talk about that, how she will guide us in our contemplation of generosity. Just want to let you know that usually you give dana to the teacher at the end, and there's a part of dana to Tovana, which needs to run this island of sanity here, you know, which we have to keep up. We have to get it going and keep it going through all times of crisis. And even if this place weren't available anymore, Tovana should continue. Yeah, as in whatever. But the inside practice of this, yeah, this path needs to continue, because that's our legacy to future generations. So for me, giving dana means to ensure the transmission of the Dharma now, in these times, always with the wish that it may benefit future generations, like our grandchildren, that it is still there to benefit them, or the children and grandchildren of our brothers and sisters. So, I don't need much for myself. My life is well taken care of, so since 8 years now, everything goes into this non-profit organization, which is called Ekayana. And that's the, for me, that's another beauty, that even it doesn't go through my personal bank account. Just I'm being taken care of, that's all, in a very simple way. So please do as if you were giving directly to the teacher, but know that it's my generosity, it's also my joy, that it is directly going to secure something that is very dear to my heart, to secure a retreat place at extremely low cost, where, for example, up to now, we only had like 600 euros per month, including all three meals, in order to live in Germany. Yes, to do years of retreats. And up to 5 retreatants were completely free of costs. They were receiving scholarship to stay there, because they were coming from a poor country and poor background and so on. but the motivation was right. So I wish to preserve through the ages, I mean through this time now, I wish to build up and keep a practice of deep insight meditation going in a very accessible place, so that in the future there will be yet more people with this insight and an open heart to share the Dharma. And this is my most sincere wish. For me, really, I don't need much. I already have my bicycles, you know, everything. Yes. And from my own money, so to speak. Yes, not from the Dana. Yes? Okay? So, yes, this was on my heart, and I'm just going with the Akayana. We're going through difficult times because we have to renovate the whole roof of this big, big house. We have to put insulation, and the laws in Germany force us to put a lot of stabilizing structures for static security, for earthquakes and so on, and lots of fire protection measures into the house. So we have big sums to face, and I know we can finance the first half, that will be done this year, but for the second half, everything is missing. We don't have reserves to continue with the second half of the house. So it will go for that, but actually it will go to the retreats in the future. Because we are preparing this in an ecological way, we have our own water reservoirs, we have the photovoltaic, we have the insulation of the house, we have a wood burner in the center. So even if there is no outer energy supply, we can live and practice in that house. Yes? I'm used to practice in winter without heating. I've done this in my youth. But if you have a big wood burner in the center of the house, you always have a place to go to. And we live in the forest. We own a little bit of the forest, and so there will always be enough supply for practitioners. So a little island of sanity, like here in Tovana. I feel very much like very close, very almost identical with the feeling. And I hand over to Lila to listen to a beautiful Dhamma Dana talk.
Cannot help but think about the herds of Israelis now flocking at your center, thinking, where is the next flight? We are coming, lock your doors.
Tell them it's closed for now because of the renovations.
But this is being recorded. We are patient. So this is the most beautiful thing to know in the wild spirit of the Dana, that we can even go further. And I love saying this about the Dana, that it's a radical act. And this is such a beautiful proof, because the Dana that we are giving here to teachers is going to the center. But what is the center? But a collection of elements to help create this atmosphere exactly. And for whom is it? For us. So it's again this Sutra of the Buddha. I told it in the weekend, the group that left. It's one of my favorite, that we have three types of giving. One is the giving of the kabtzan, of the beggar, that I'm feeling, I don't have enough, but I'll give anyway. It's a very nice thing to do, especially if you're a beggar. Yeah, you always feel a lack. It's the hungry ghost state of mind. You always don't have enough, but still you manage to give, and it's such an amazing movement. And there is the giving of the queen, or the king, you know, they feel so generous, they feel so well off, they feel that they have so much. And they give with that feeling. And when you receive with it, with this feeling, it's like such an abundance. You feel part of this movement, yes, of being a king or a queen. And there is the third giving, in which there is no giver and no receiver and no gift. And we actually step away from the dualistic thought about me and the other, and we all co-create and participate in this beautiful lovemaking of being alive, this adventure of living fully. And we give to that which we want to support. Just reflect about all the things that we are giving our energy to, because you know money doesn't exist, right? You know, it's like a convention. And we really sort of solidify it. It's one of the strongest solidifiers, huh? It's so strong in the psyche. And it makes such a strong emotions as well. But I love the practice that Lama Tilman was talking about this morning. But imagining ourselves before we're going to do something, like thinking about our day and just imagining how we sit on our computers, think like in a more serene way, not reactive way, for example. And just think and remember all the things that you give your energy to. And maybe think in advance, before, what is it that you would love to support? Because Dana, of course, is money is just one, the monetary aspect is just one. And we're practicing the giving in so many facets of our lives. And here in this blessed 10 days retreat that we had, most beautiful teaching. Thank you, Lamaji. We had so many acts of generosity. Just, you know, the being together in that way, the practicing together, the taking care of each other, the kind looks, you know, in the small groups and opening the door, waiting with the door for someone to come in, you know, being patient in line, you know, for the food, and so many small little acts of giving. I think you can really rest upon it and let it soak our system, let it, oh God, you know, feeling good with this. And this is one of the first practices that we get when we go to practice in the East, because it has such a straight connection to our deeper aspects. Because when we learn to be generous, we're generous with ourselves. Some years ago, I was teaching here in a retreat, and I was talking about compassion and self-compassion, and someone asked for one-on-one. So we were sitting, I remember, we were sitting on the lawn there, and he said to me, this Israeli strong guy, he said to me, half jokingly, but only half, he said, self-compassion is for the weak. It's not translated very well, I guess. But half jokingly, like the aspect of, no, we have to be so strong, otherwise we won't be protected. Afuch gute. This is not translated. It's like, it's from an Israeli cult movie. It's actually the opposite. The more we are flexible, the more we are like water, the deeper we go. We are so tender inside, we cannot go in with knives. It's just not happening. So this movement of giving, it's a major part when we are kind to ourselves, when we give ourselves the opportunity to be friends with ourselves, to be compassionate, to be loving. We give ourselves the time to come on retreat. We give our partners, our loved ones, the time, you know, to go on retreats. Many of you do. Such a big thing. And I always like to mention the Hitchhiking Guide to the Galaxy. No, not this one. Just this practice of being hitchhiker, which I love to beat. Wild practices are getting less and less in this world, but still. And just to offer ride, like where I live, most of you know, it's a very interesting place, just 3 buses a day, maybe, if the bus driver is in the right mood, he comes on time, usually not. So you have to give ride. Many people don't have cars. So it goes so nicely with what Thich Nhat Hanh used to say about giving. People ask him, how much to give? But we don't know, tell us, because, you know, Dana sometimes is uncomfortable. How much? But we want to be good people. We want to be generous, but we simply don't know. And he said, I don't know if you know it, make sure it will hurt a little.
That's a good one.
Isn't it?
I hope to remember that.
I'll text you. Make sure it will hurt a little. Well, of course, Christopher took it to the extreme with his British humor and said, what's the top of your credit card? He was bold. But make sure it would hurt a little. Meaning, when I stop for a hitchhiker on the road, usually it's not comfortable. I don't feel like picking anybody up into my Dharma talk that I just listened to, my non-doing, driving, and always it's such a pleasure. I never, ever regretted it. So I'm just mentioning it this because it's something that you know, that giving brings joy. And maybe the emphasis is on joy. I'm so honored to join this lineage for years now. I've been teaching since 20 years exactly. Voila. Never calculated it so far. On the dot. And it's such a privilege. It changed my attitude to money completely, really, 180 degrees. It changed the way I perceive it, the way I live it. And the simplicity part and also the taking care part of consumerism, which is so tempting everywhere, such temptations. But you know this rule, when you say to something inside yes, you say simultaneously to other things no, and vice versa. You said no, very clear no, and then there is a yes coming. And it goes hand in hand, the simplicity, the taking care of our planet, of our world. What is it that we wish to support? For me, Dharma practice and meditation and Dana, all of it, make no mistake, it's a political act. We work with the deepest agent possible, our minds, our hearts, and this is where actions sprout from. So when we are more free and more open and more generous and more joyful and more loving, we say yes to this, we say no to war, animosity, hatred, anger, misunderstanding, and so forth. So in this lineage and tradition, teachers don't get a fee. We don't have a sugar daddy somewhere who finances us. Thanks God, we're free in that way. Such a relief. And we are co-creating this together. We are participating in this joy of giving. I hear about Tillman Center immediately. I want to come waiting for it. I'm going to help with the building. So it will be sooner than later. We don't have much time on this planet. Yeah, time is so short, so precious. Really, what is really precious is not money. It's this opportunity that we have. And equally for Tovana, it's been little less than 20 years I was part of this movement. I'm really proud about this, to push our group to do this, to offer retreats on Dana. And the reservations were so strong, very understandably. And still, yeah, it's a beautiful act of trust. And actually, we're sitting here because of the generosity of others, which we don't know. And they heard at the end of a retreat, they heard a short Dana talk, and they gave. And that's how we can continue and continue and continue. So it's also really nice to know that. And of course, we sit here thanks to the generosity of the people in the kitchen and the people managing. Amazing, amazing generosity. We'll have the time to say thank you. I see you now, and it's like fills my heart. Yeah. So deep, deep thank you from here, from the heart. And I would like to offer a few moments just of reflection before we hear some practicalities from Michali, and then we go and we take it as a practice in silence to go to the dining hall and give the Dana, but just sit with it for a little while longer and maybe feel into it. All the, maybe if you have opening, closing, push and pull, inspiration, non-inspiration, all this in the mix. Don't leave anything outside. And let the wisdom be your guide. Let the joy be your guide. Let love be your guide. Keeping in mind that this gift of Dana continues to support us and support others. It's amazing acts of Dana all over. So inspiring. And invite ourselves to be that radical, to join in.